Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. Whatever you're up to right now, hope all's going well. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, amplify your impact, and as a result of doing those things, you're going to make more money in your business and thus have a better life, right? Hey, if you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button in your podcast app. I think it said button right there in your podcast app so that you don't miss any of the two weekly episodes that I put out for you here on the podcast, like this Wednesday episode and then also my Friday quick tip episode. So make sure to subscribe and thank you so much in advance, my friend, for doing that. So when I start talking about different elements of building a successful online business that impacts a lot of people outside of the Facebook and Instagram ad strategies, I've heard from people, hold up, Mulready, aren't you just the Facebook ads guy? And I hear this quite a bit. And yeah, I'm pretty well known for Facebook and Instagram ads. Now, the thing that's easy to overlook is that it's taken way more than just ads for me to build a seven-figure thriving online business in the 4 years that I was able to do it. It took things like building a team, positioning myself as an expert, and launching courses, memberships, and in-person live events like I do here in San Diego. It took mastering my mindset. I should actually be first in this list here. Mastering my mindset, holy cow, that's a continuous journey. It took time management and fulfilling on, you know, for my customers when they come into my world and purchase a product or a program or a mastermind or whatever. It became becoming an actual CEO of my business. This list can go on. I could go on here of what it took. And most experts, as I've seen over the past several years here, and I've been certainly guilty of this as well, but most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to create sustainable growth, it takes a more holistic strategy, right? So what I want you to start thinking about in your business, if you're not already doing this, is that Facebook and Instagram ads are just one piece of the puzzle to building an online business that has massive impact and revenue. Now, Facebook and Instagram ads are absolutely a critical piece, right? 100% critical to quickly scaling leads and sales in your business. And of course, I can help you scale your ads and improve your results like we talk about here in the show. But what I also want for you and what I want to help you with as well is creating a truly impactful, scalable, and ideal online business for you. Right. And in last week's Wednesday episode, I shared seven key lessons that I've learned on my way to seven figures. And if you remember correctly, if you've heard that episode, I also mentioned that when I was brainstorming those seven lessons, I actually came up with four more lessons. So for a total of 11 lessons. And I figured that would be a little bit too much in one episode. And I thought the four more lessons that I came up with are, they're too important not to share with you. So that's what I'm going to do today, is share the four other key lessons that I've learned on my way to seven figures. And yes, that's a total of 11 lessons. And the great thing is, these lessons I've learned are applicable to getting your business to six figures as well. So if you're still in that five figure mark and trying to hit that six figure mark, then these lessons are absolutely going to be applicable for you. Okay. Now, before I share the four, I'm going to quickly recap the seven key lessons from last week's episode. Now, I go into each one more in depth in last Wednesday's episode. So if you haven't already listened to that, make sure you go back and listen. You don't necessarily have to listen to that one first before this one, but make sure you listen to both today and last week if you haven't already. Cool. Okay. So recapping the seven key lessons from last week's episode. Number one, the first lesson was the quicker that you can, and I'm going to kind of list through these pretty quickly. Okay. The quicker that you can find a mentor, the better. That's when things took off for me in my business. I fumbled around for a year and a half after I left the corporate world in the fall of 2012. I thought I was like this, quote, I'm using air quotes right now, online entrepreneur. I had no idea what that really meant. And I started burning through my savings. I was like, no direction whatsoever. And it really wasn't until I found a coach and a mentor in December of 2013, really started working together in January of 2014. That's when things really took off. And I did six figures that first year, went from zero, literally zero, to 110,000 in that first year. And so the quicker that you can find a mentor, the better. Okay. Again, I go into this way more in depth in last week's episode. I just want to run through these seven as a recap. Lesson number two from last week's episode is, be the dumbest person in the room. Okay. If you're the smartest person in a room, you're in the wrong room. Find people who are ahead of where you are and who are already doing the things that you want to be doing in your business, whether it's the business itself, the business with a lifestyle, whatever it is that you want to be creating in the business, find people who are already doing that or have already done that and who are ahead of you. And that is where you spend your time. Okay. So lesson number two from last week, be the dumbest person in the room. Lesson number three from last week is, reset your mindset. Okay. Remove the following subconscious beliefs from your brain. Okay. Number one, the adage that more hustle equals more success. It's simply not true. And I debunk each of these myths last week. So again, if you haven't already listened to it, make sure that you do at some point go back and listen to last week's episode. The other myth that I debunk is more time that I spend on something equals more money. And that is 100% not true. Okay. And the third one is, the less structure I have in my day and in my schedule, the more freedom I'm going to have. I've learned this. I thought that was like absolutely true. I was like, wait, I don't want to put a whole bunch of things on my calendar because then I'm tied to it, right? Or like I'm creating a more of a job for myself. No, it's actually the opposite. Okay. The more structure that you have in your day, from day to day, the more freedom that you're going to have. And this was a hard one for me to learn. Okay. So three key myths that I had to reset around my mindset. I go into each one of those more in depth last week. Lesson number four is, don't wait until everything's perfect to move forward. All right, you have my permission now, if you're looking for my permission. Most people think they need to have the perfect website or, you know, an online course already created or written a ton of blog posts or, you know, what have you, before they start moving ahead and marketing their business. Taking imperfect action is what actually helped me scale to six figures in that first year and then ultimately seven in 4 years. Okay, all you need is a basic website. You need an email marketing software, some way to communicate with your audience. You need a way to build your email list, and you need a validated offer, right? Now, I'm not mentioning here, because this should be going without saying here, is you need an audience that you are solving a problem for. That is number one. You need an audience that you solve a problem for, understanding how you help them. And of course, you obviously need to have a willingness to make an impact. But don't wait until everything's perfect. Okay, that's lesson number four. Lesson number five from last week was create a content engine to fuel your growth. And this is about picking what lights you up. What do you enjoy doing the most? For me, it's this. It's podcasting. It's how I pretty much always served my audience with valuable free content. For you, it might be videos or writing blog posts or whatever. It's really the message that matters, not necessarily the medium. What lights you up? What do you enjoy doing the most? Okay. Compelling and consistent content. That's really the key word there is consistency. That's your long game strategy for lasting success. Okay. That in conjunction with a paid ad strategy, which we talked all about last week. And also I talk about all the time here on the show. That's how I built my business. I built my business on ads. And I've been very successful, not obviously, but as I talk about here, built a great business around it, okay? All right, lesson number six from last week is climb the value ladder. And what I mean by this is your audience isn't one size fits all very likely, right? They're at different places in the customer journey. And so to grow your business fast, you're gonna need to know where your customers are at. Where is your audience that you're serving? Where are they at in the customer journey? And what solutions can you offer to them? And this usually means having a few different offers at different price points and, you know, starting people at a lower level and working towards something, you know, of a higher commitment. Okay, so that's lesson number six. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about that here today in one of the four new lessons. And so the seventh lesson from last week was be obsessively curious about your ideal customers. I shared a story with you of how I waited a year and a half to start having conversations with my ideal customers. And holy cow, that was a big mistake. And I kicked myself for not starting it sooner. Because the insights that you can gain from asking your ideal customers or your ideal audience, just simply a few questions, it's going to take things to the next level in your business. And I'm talking about your ads, your emails, your copy, the offers, everything in your business will be helped when you have a clear understanding and you are talking to on a regular basis your ideal customers. Okay. And I have no doubt that is going to be of huge, huge benefit to you because you get to use their language. I go into all this last week, but I just want to recap these seven lessons that I shared last week. Okay. So those are the seven lessons. Now let's get into the four other lessons that I brainstormed that are really important to me. And I have learned as well in taking the business to seven figures. Okay. And the lesson number eight for today number one today, lesson number eight overall, is less is more. And this one took me a long time to understand. Now, check this out. Most people think that the more offers that you have, and when you're trying to serve everybody who asks for help, because you think that when you do all that, if I can help this person and get money from them and this person over here, that the more revenue you're going to make in your business. So when I have more offers and I get to serve everybody, I'm going to get more revenue. And I thought so too. And I finally realized that the opposite is true. Less is more in your business. I had courses for local businesses. I had courses for online experts. I had a course for Facebook ad managers. I had a membership program for anybody who wanted to join any kind of business. I did live events here in San Diego for any type of business, an entrepreneur that wanted to come. I ran a mastermind for any kind of business who wanted to join. I was trying to be the solution to everyone who wanted my help. And it became overwhelming. It became confusing for people when they came into my world and how they should work with me. I heard from so many people like, look, I want to be in your world. Like these were their words. I want to be in your world, but I have no idea, you know, which offer that is going to help me the most. So it was confusing to them. It made it difficult for me to focus my time and for my team. I needed three different types of messaging. And not to mention, this burned me out. I'm going to be talking a lot more about this going forward here on the show, but I wanted to bring it up here today. And also as a result of, you know, trying to be everything to everyone, my revenue also suffered. So again, it's the opposite of what most people think and what I thought too. So I thought, again, I thought the more I have and the more people I'm helping, more different types of people I'm helping, I should say, then the more revenue. It's not true, my friend. It's about simplifying, right? Less is more. So that's what I decided to do. I decided to start to simplify in my business. And I got really clear that I'm here to serve online experts, accelerate the growth of their business so that they can have a bigger impact. Okay. And I simplified my offers. And again, I'm going to be talking more about this here on the show going forward, but I simplified my offers where I now have my foundations, Facebook and Instagram ads course for online experts. I have my impact monthly Facebook and Instagram ads group coaching for online experts. And then I have my accelerator mastermind for online experts. This is where we dive into, you know, what does it take? How do we accelerate the growth of your online business? And as I've been talking about here, ads are just one piece of the puzzle. So in the accelerator, we dive into all those other things that I've been talking about in growing your business. Because ads, that's the simple part, right? That's the easy part. It's the other stuff that goes into growing your business. Because once you get ads coming in, you start getting leads and sales on a consistent basis, then it brings up a whole other host of other challenges. And I'll be talking more about that. You know, I may make some changes to this that I've just mentioned to you to make it even simpler by simplifying my message, who I'm here to serve, and my offers. This made it so much easier. And my revenue has also increased as a result. Right? In today's online world, it's super easy to get distracted by all the shiny objects and things that you think you need to be doing, or I should be doing this. I know that you're listening right now, right? You're either raising your hand, you're not raising your hand, you're nodding your head, right? You're nodding your head saying, yes, Rick, I agree. Like, that's totally me. Well, I have been there. I know what this is like. You don't need all the things, my friends. The 20% of your business that's going to give you 80% of your results is simply having a problem that you solve, a way to deliver that solution, and a deep understanding of your target audience. Okay? So more does not equal better. Less is more. Less is better. Think about how you can be simplifying your business and also how you can be simplifying how you serve your audience. Everything in your life is going to be thanking you for it. Your relationships, your P&L, your revenue, your sanity, your health, all that stuff is going to get better when you simplify. Okay, so less is more. That is the number one lesson for today and lesson number 8 overall. All right, so lesson number 9 is validate and then create. This is a big, big, big mistake I see all the time. And I see a lot of students come to me that are doing this, okay? Because what's the first thing that you do when you get a great idea for a course or a new offer or whatever it is that you're doing in your business? Maybe it's a new service. For most online experts, the answer is they're going to, you know, double up on the espresso. Hey, I'm right there with you on the espresso, the good espresso. It's got to be good coffee. I'm a coffee snob. They go into creation mode. Right. And they hunker down at, wherever you're working, maybe it's the local coffee shop. And then you spend endless hours on this thing and then you launch it. Right. And oftentimes it's that, you know, if I build this, they'll come. Right. And then you hear crickets. Well, this, my friend, this is where it's a big waste of time. And this is a huge example right here of burning out, like a quick way to burn out. You're on that fast track to burnout when you do that. Now, there is another way. There's a better way to be doing this. Before even creating my first online course back in 2014, so FB Advantage was my very first course, and I was teaching online experts how to create an automated system for leads and sales with Facebook ads. And I pre-sold that course, okay? I asked questions. I got clear on what I thought my audience wanted, but I made sure there was a demand before selling it. I did a webinar. I ran Facebook ads to a webinar. I outlined, actually before I did the webinar, I outlined the course. Okay. So I outlined the course. This is what I was going to be teaching in the course. This was the promise. This was the premise of the course. So this was the offer. This is how it was going to help you. This is who I wanted to help and why I wanted to help them and how I was going to help them. And this is how the course was going to benefit you. I got clear on all those things. And that was what my offer was in the webinar. I didn't create the course until after I was hoping somebody bought the course, right? And so I'll never forget, I did this webinar on a Thursday, and what I offered was that the course was going to start on that following Monday. So what, 4 days later? Because if I got any sales, like, game on, right? Nothing is going to light a fire under you about creating, you know, creating your offer, whatever it is, whatever it's membership or course or whatever it is, than selling it and you haven't created it yet. Now, obviously, you're being upfront, right, about the offer and how you're going to deliver it to them. But my goal for that was, hey, let's validate this first. Let's get some sales first before I go create this thing. And then I forget how many sales I made that first webinar, but I ended up doing $30,000 in the first 45 days of 2014. All right, I got 4 days to get module one done. And it was game on. I was off to the races. Okay. When you validate your idea before spending hours and hours creating something that you don't even know that people are going to buy, you're leaving things up to fate and you're wasting a lot of time. Okay. Save yourself endless hours of frustration and guessing, right? Outline your offer, understand what the premise of it is, the promise of the offer, and then validate it before you create it. And then once you've got buyers, then you create the offer, then you put it together. But don't do it the other way around. I see this a lot. People spend endless hours of creating something and they don't even have any, there's no validation for it. They're thinking that, you know, yeah, my audience might like this. Well, let's figure that out first before you get spending endless hours. Okay. So lesson number 9 is validate and then create. And luckily I did this from day one. And this is also what very much what I teach. One thing I teach in my Accelerator Mastermind. All right. Lesson number 10 is build a dream team. Okay. This does not have to be a daunting task. Building a team doesn't have to be some scary thing, right? You can build a team without hiring 8 full-time employees out of the gates. There's no rules here on what this has to look like. The important thing is, though, is that you have a group of people, whether it's a big team or a small team, who share in your vision and who works together toward that common vision. Now, this might look like hiring your first VA or working with a few talented contractors, outsourcing your bookkeeping, which you should absolutely be doing, or maybe it's your accounting, or maybe you are hiring actual employees. You're putting them on payroll, right? If you want to have a big impact in this world and help a lot of people, you cannot do this yourself. I'm going to repeat that last sentence. If you want to have a big impact in this world and you want to help a lot of people, you can't do this by yourself. There's only so many hours in a day, right? You need help in doing that. And again, the size of your team, that's really up to you. And we'll spend a whole episode in the future talking about how I recommend building your team out. Now, I've done it. I've had a very small team for years now. Right now, I have 2 day-to-day people on the team. Then I have a bunch of contractors, obviously, but I've kept the business small. And we are going to be doing some hiring here very soon, which I'll let you in on when we get there. But the lesson here is that you cannot do this yourself. If you're not already hiring a team, start to be thinking about who you want to bring on and what do you need help with the most first? What can we get off your plate first to start to free up your time? Because the idea here is to be spending as much time doing the things that only you should be doing and that light you up, and then having other people on the team handle everything else. That's the ideal. But, you know, there's a progression in getting there. Just take some time to get there. So building a team doesn't have to be a big, daunting task, but you can't have the big impact in the world without hiring that team. Okay. Now, lesson number 11 and the 4th one for today and the 4 bonus lessons is that it's absolutely okay to reinvent yourself. And sometimes that's essential. Okay. A lot of my students that I talk to think that they're locked into serving a specific audience, or they think they need to have the same business model for years to come and can never change that business model. Well, when those mindset challenges creep up, it can be paralyzing, stopping you from making any forward progress in your business. This is something I've seen time and time again. But when you realize that it's perfectly fine, in fact, sometimes it's the logical evolution of your business, and you're staying true to yourself, and this is what's going to reignite the fire and light you up, then it's okay to make a change. It's okay to make a pivot in your business. It's okay to, you know, not be locked into serving one audience. Maybe you want to make a change. It's okay. Even if it's an entire direction change shift in your business. Okay. Now, I've been talking a little bit, you know, the past couple of weeks here, that for me, I'm pretty well known for Facebook and Instagram ads, right? But as I've been talking about, it took way more than just ads for me to build a seven-figure online business. And again, things like building a team and positioning myself as an expert and launching courses and memberships and doing live events and mastering my mindset and becoming the actual CEO of my business. And as I mentioned earlier, most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But what this is really about, if you want to create sustainable growth in your business, there is a holistic strategy that is needed. Okay. I have zero doubt that I can help you scale your ads and improve your metrics. That's been my focus for a long time. And what I'm also really passionate about is helping online experts like you create a truly impactful and scalable business. And as I've been mentioning, ads are 100% part of that. They are critical and they are the foundation of what I built my business on, but they're not everything. Okay. Which is why I talk a lot about and teach the concepts, ideas, and strategies holistically for accelerating the growth of your online business. Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, I've been doing the same thing for a while as far as having that, you know, teaching ads in a vacuum. And I feel like that's been doing a disservice to you. And this is something I'm going to be talking more about going forward here on the show. Because when you realize that ads are just one piece of the puzzle, that yes, you do want to get them down. You do want to understand how to do, if you will, successful Facebook and Instagram ads for your business so that you get a consistent stream of leads, thus getting more sales and growing your business, right? Like in my Accelerator Mastermind, we go deep on the types of lessons and principles that I've shared with you between last week and today. And because the greatest lessons of all that we're talking about here, when it comes to growing a six or seven figure business, is this. This is all connected, my friends. So if you're an online expert, meaning you're a coach, you are a course creator, you're a consultant, you are doing webinars or video series or membership in your program, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success, but you're spinning your wheels to get to the next level, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? One that combines visibility and building your authority, your mindset, paid and organic traffic. You need scalable offers in your business. You know, you need to know how to launch and build your team and, you know, create your content and become the CEO of your business and more, right? And to help you with that, coaching, accountability, community, and support. Okay. I've just shared today four more lessons that I've learned on my way to building the business up to seven figures, right? So quickly recap, lesson number 8 was less is more. We talked all about that. Lesson number 9 is validate and then create. Lesson number 10 is building your team because you cannot do this alone. And then lesson number 11, it's okay to reinvent yourself in the business. In fact, it's often sometimes essential, it's sometimes essential to get this going again and move things forward in your business. And it's okay if that's the direction that you are headed. So again, if you're an online expert, if you're at a place in your business where you're doing all the things in your business and you cannot see the forest through the trees, I hear this all the time. Okay. If you are trying to figure out how to accomplish more in your business while doing less, if you're dreaming of having a team, like we talked about today, that has your back, that excels in the areas that you don't and is as committed to growing your business as you are. If you're looking for answers that you're Googling, you're not finding the answers, like what's the best launch strategy for my new product? Or how can I get my Facebook and Instagram ad costs down while getting my ROI up? Or who should I be hiring right now to help build my business up? If you are subconsciously sabotaging your own success because your mindset has not caught up to your reality, that's a huge one, then I want to help you. In the same way that having a coach helped me grow my business to seven figures, it's my turn to gift that to others. So if you're ready to create and implement a big picture vision for your business, if you really want to move and accelerate your business forward, then schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for my Accelerator Mastermind. The Accelerator is a 6-month program, kicks off in July, so next month, July 2019, and runs through the end of the year in December of 2019. Okay, so if you'd like to find out if you're a fit, hop on the phone with me, do a free strategy session with me to find out if you're a fit. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, if you know somebody who you think would find some value in hearing about these lessons in building a business up to seven figures, then please share it with them, because the more people that we're helping with this message, the better. Coming up next here on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way where I'm going to be clearing up the confusion around this whole thing about conversion window. And you have to choose a conversion window to optimize for with your Facebook and Instagram ads when your objective is conversions. So at the ad set level, it's going to ask you which conversion window that you want to optimize for. You know, like the 7-day click, 1-day view option. Yeah, there's a lot of confusion around that. So I'm going to clear that up for you coming up in the next quick tip episode. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more, right, of what's working. I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.